You, brothers and sisters,
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们满心感谢赞美你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all of your blessings.
你活在我们里面。
You live in us.
因为你的生命在我们里面。
Because your life is in us.
主啊，求你把天上的灵粮赐给我们。
Lord, we pray that you will give us your heavenly food.
因为你的话就是生命，就是灵，就是一种力量。
Because your words is the strength, the spiritual food that we need.
成为我们每一天啊，立足生活在这个世界上的力量。
It gives us the strength, the ability to live every day according to your will.
我们这样祷告，感谢奉主的名。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
啊，今天我要讲的题目是什么？你们看呢、啊？
So can.
就是愿耶和华赐福保护你。
So you can see today's topic we're going to talk about is the Lord bless you and keep you.
像中国人是说福从天降，有没有？有没有这句话？有。中国人讲福从天降，对不对？啊。
There is a Chinese saying. It's saying that blessings is from heaven, from the sky above.
可是很多中国人不晓得这个天是什么。
But a lot of Chinese don't know, what is this
heaven?
Heaven.
这天就是独一的真神上帝。
The heaven is the one and only true God.
我们常常都很喜欢去祝福别人。
A lot of times we like to say good things, say blessing to someone.
有时候我们也听到很多祝福的话。
And a lot of times we hear blessings from other people.
但是人的祝福呢，它是一个空的，它没有东西的。
But these kind of blessing could be just good wishes. It's empty. There's no substance or power behind it.
可是神的祝福它是有东西的。
But God's blessing is substantial.
上帝的祝福，他说的话，他一定兑现。
God's blessing, will be fulfilled by Himself.
在神的仓库里面非常的丰富。
In his warehouse, there are so much riches and fullness.
取之不尽，用之不竭。
There is no end in it.
但是在这里啊，一个要祝福他有几个条件啊。
But there are several requirements for blessings.
这个祝福啊，唯一的源头就是他必须是从上帝那里来的。
This blessing has to be from God.
那么为人的祝福的人，他这个人他必须是上帝的人，他必须是已经信主，而且有圣灵住在里面的。
Now the one who can give out this kind of blessing needs to be God's children, needs to believe in Him, have His life.
那我们替人家祝福，也必须要遵守上帝的旨意跟圣经的真理。
And when we bless someone, we need to do it according to his teaching, his Bible.
有一次有一个姐妹她出国去旅游。
There was one time a sister, she went to abroad and traveling.
她回到台湾。
She went back to Taiwan.
那她带了两瓶酒。
And then she brought back two bottles of wine.
台湾规定是不可以的。
And according to Taiwan's, regulation, it was not allowed.
所以他告诉我。
So she told me.
上帝祝福我没有被查到。
So she said, thanks to God's blessing, it was not found by the custom.
我说上帝没有祝福你。
I said, no, it's not God's blessing.
所以祝福啊，不能乱讲。
So we should not, just.
不能乱讲。不可以随便讲哦。
We can't just use blessings or define blessings as anything.
以前也有一个台湾的国会议员，他的儿子要娶第二个媳妇。
So a long time ago, another example, a congressman's son was about to marry. Marry a second wife.
Daughter-in-law, 对不起。然后有一个牧师就上去，竟然为这个婚姻祝福。
And then a pastor, a preacher, was actually willing to go and bless this kind of marriage.
我就跟这个牧师说，你乱祝福，他娶第二个老婆，你还为他祝福。
So I told this pastor that this is not right. You should not bless this kind of marriage.
所以我们为人祝福一定要合乎神的旨意。
So when we say a blessing to others, when we give out God's blessing, it needs to be according to God's will, His teaching.
那么祝福祝福的人跟被祝福的人本身他是一个敬畏神的人。
And the one who gives out the blessing and the one who receives blessing needs to be the one who fear God.
所以诗篇里面哈，变为有福这个是最多的。
Now you know that when you read Psalms, there are a lot of phrases saying, blessed are, blessed is.
上帝把他神性一切的丰富都有形有体的记住在基督里面。
Now God has put all of his fullness and riches in his son, Jesus Christ.
但是他也供应我们灵魂体一切的需要丰丰富富。
And he has provided for us abundantly in both of our body, our soul, and spirit.
所以我们基督徒是丰富的。
Therefore, we have abundant life. We are truly blessed.
我们基督徒不会贫穷的。
And we are not poor.
你看诗篇三十四篇这样子讲。
In Psalm 34, it says,
敬畏耶和华的人。
It says,
敬畏耶和华的人。
Those who fear the Lord.
他一样好处都不缺。
He will not lack anything.
所以各位弟兄姐妹，在我们每一次这个有些教会的哈，他在做礼拜结束以后唱我们这个诗歌的529，愿主赐福保护你，就是跟我们今天读的民数记这个是一样的。
Now, a lot of churches at the very end of a sermon, they will use Second Corinthians 13:14, to do a blessing to the congregation.
其实人生最美的是什么？我问你，什么是最美的人生？
But what is the most beautiful, the happiest life that you can think of?
就是一个人能够被上帝祝福。
Is that the person is being blessed by God?
所以这里面讲说，神要我们去祝福人。
So here, it says God told us to go out and bless people.
所以耶和华晓谕摩西，就是耶和华对摩西说。
So here it says God told Moses.
那是谁来替上帝来祝福人呢？
Who are going to be the one who bless people? In representing God,
就是上帝所拣选的仆人。
They need to be the servants, the ones that are chosen by God.
你知道摩西八十岁的时候，在西乃山，他遇见了上帝。
So we know that Moses met, he actually saw God on the mountain of Sinai when he was 80 years old.
上帝拣选他，领以色列人出埃及。
And God chose him to be the one who led the Israelites to go out of Egypt.
上帝讲了一句很重要的话对摩西。
God told Moses one thing, very important.
我必与你同在。
I will be with you.
所以圣经说，摩西跟上帝面对面说话好像朋友一样。
And so the Bible documented that Moses was able to talk to God face to face.
你看摩西有一根拐杖，有一根杖啊，牧羊的杖。Okay.
So he was like friends with God, and he had this staff.
他在没有遇见上帝之前，这个杖是没什么用的。
Before he met God, this was just a staff used to shepherd the sheep. It has no power.
只是在赶那些羊而已。
So he used that to herd the sheep and animals.
他遇见上帝以后，摩西遇见上帝以后
，But after he met God, he saw God.
那根杖不得了了，那根杖
That staff has just changed.
他能够行神迹奇事。
It carried power that was able to do miracles.
所以各位弟兄姐妹
So brothers and sisters,
当你遇到上帝的时候，
when you see God, when you meet him,
上帝给你力量，
God will give you strength,
上帝与你同在，
God will be with you,
你就是一个 不一样的一个人，
you will be different, you will be changed.
所以当以色列人到了红海的时候，
so when the Israelites come to the Dead Sea,
神对摩西说，
God told Moses,
你去告诉以色列人，
you go ahead and tell the Israelites,
向前走，
just go ahead.
所以基督徒的人生是向前走的，
our life as a Christian, is moving forward.
所以今天一个蒙上帝祝福的传道人牧师，他是有神同在的恩赐。
So,A preacher, today, a preacher who's preaching God's words, he needs to have God's presence with him.
所以他要去祝福弟兄姐妹。
And when he has that presence, he needs to go out and bless brothers and sisters.
我每次去探访。
And every time when I go out to do visits,
还没有进去的时候，
before I go into somebody's house,
还没有按电铃，
before I ring the bell,
可是有的人家里没有电铃啊。
Sometimes they don't have a bell.
我就要用敲门的。
Sometimes I have to knock.
可是我要进去之前，我先为这个家来祝福。
But either way, before I go in the house, I will pray and bless this household.
所以我才进去。
And then I will enter.
哇，我很感谢弟兄姐妹。
And I'm so thankful for brothers and sisters.
我因为祝福他，所以他们就给我预备很多好吃的东西。哎，真的拍谁啊？不好意思。
And I'm thankful because I have blessed them, I prayed for them, and every time I go in, they always treat me with all kinds of delicious food.
所以我的目的是去探访是关怀，可是你们给我吃的很丰富，每次晚上回去我都没有办法吃晚餐了。
So even though my purpose to go visit you is to bless you and get to know you, but you blessed me in return. And every time when I go home, I wouldn't be able to eat dinner because I've been full.
我告诉你哦，神对你说话，你是有福的哦。
Now I tell you that when God speaks to you, blessed are you.
一定有很多的问题。
Because there are all kinds of problems. There will be always problems in our lives.
我们也不晓得怎么办。
And a lot of times we don't know what to do.
我该是留下来呢，还是回去呢？
Should I stay or should I go?
我是跟这个结婚还是跟那个结婚呢？
Should I marry this person or the other person?
哦，有一个弟兄他告诉我。
There was a brother who told me.
他说现在有三位姐妹，我不晓得选择哪一个。
He said there are three sisters that I'm interested in, but I don't know which one to choose.
哎呀，我说我晕倒了。
所以，
耶利米书三十三章第三节这样子说。
In Jeremiah 33, it says,
你求告我，我就应允你。
Call to me, and I will answer you.
并将你所不知道又大又难的事指示你。
And tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know.
我们有很多事情是我们不知道怎么办。
There are a lot of things that we don't know how to do.
所以上帝他会一步一步的带领你，让你越来越清楚。
And God will lead you step by step and make it clear to you.
所以神对你说话的人，你是有福的。
And therefore we say when God speaks to you, you are the one who blessed.
所以我们要在神的话语上下功夫。
So that's why we need to study God's words.
我的那个就是一个月历，我的周历啊，周历，每周的周历里面。
So I have a weekly calendar.
我都有写，我明天我要研究哪段圣经，读哪段圣经。
And in that, I will write every day what I want to study, what I want to read next day.
我要参加什么查经聚会
？And which Bible study I'm going to?
你不要以为我做了三十九年的牧师，圣经很熟。
Don't you think that just because I have been a pastor for 39 years, I know everything about the Bible?
我越研究越感觉到我知道的不够。
In fact, the more I study it, the more I feel like I'm lacking.
所以就有个渴慕的心。
Therefore, I have a heart that desires to study more.
在彼得前书二章说，好像那个因渴慕因来渴慕灵来一样。
Just like in 1 Peter chapter 2, it says that I have this hunger just like a baby who's hungering for milk.
所以你圣经越熟，
So the more you know the Bible,
你对上帝越了解，
The more you will know God.
你越知道怎么样去应用圣经。
And you will know how to use his words.
所以在箴言第四章十八节这样子说。
Therefore, in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18, it says,
他说，义人的路好像黎明的光。
It says, the path of the righteous is like the morning sun,
越照越明，
shining ever brighter,
直到日午，
till the full light of day.
那么，这里说，上帝对摩西说，你去告诉亚伦和他的儿子。
So here, God told Moses to go tell Aaron and his sons.
我们知道亚伦是大祭司。
So we know that Aaron is the priest.
所有的祭司是从亚伦这边来的。
And all of the priests after him is from him.
摩西替上帝在传话。
So Moses was delivering a message for God.
在这个圣经还没有完成之前，
Before the Bible was written,
旧约的先知，
the prophets in the Old Testament,
上帝告诉先知，
God will speak to these prophets.
然后要先知去告信百姓，
and then tell the prophets to go and deliver the message to everyone else.
神跟他讲多少，他就讲多少。
Therefore, whatever God tells him, he needs to deliver exactly.
不能增加，也不能减少。
He can't increase or decrease anywhere.
我来到美国，发现一件事情。
When I came to United States,
是非常可怕的。
I found out one thing that's really terrifying.
有些信仰很纯正的教会慢慢也不纯正了。
There are a lot of churches who used to really stick to God's word now becoming carrying mixed messages.
有些本来很让人尊敬的牧师，他的信仰也走偏了，他的圣经的解释也错误了。
And there are a lot of used to be famous preachers, now their beliefs, their preachings has gone polluted.
所以更坚定我们要持守圣经的真理。
So this just confirms with us that we really need to stick to God's words.
我想现代的传道人，神的仆人，领受神的话。
Now I think today when a preacher when he's waiting on God's words,
那个是教导让弟兄姐妹明白说，你如何去应用神的话，在你的每一天的所遇见的事情跟你的生活上。
He needs to really focus on how to teach, interpret God's words exactly, and teach that to brothers and sisters in everyday life.
你在遇到不同的情况、不同的困难、不同的需要的时候，你不会惊慌，不会害怕，你心里有安息。
You need to be, the preacher needs to be so calm, have such confidence in every different situations.
你知道这些难关都会过去。
And knowing that all of these difficulties will pass.
因为上帝的话就是你的依靠和后盾。
Because God's words is your stronghold.
所以你会卸下你的重担跟你的忧虑。
So you can put down your burdens and worries.
很多人跟我说，
And many people told me that.
你们说我晚上躺下去都睡不着。
Pastor Lin, sometimes I lay down at night, but I can't sleep.
我很感谢主，我躺下去不到五分钟就睡着了。
I praise God. I always just lay down, and then within 5 minutes I fall asleep.
因为我心里没有重担，没有压力，因为我都交托给上帝。
Because there's no burden, there's no worry in my heart. I gave all of them to God.
我相信我遇到的困难，如果你看过我的，比任何人都多。
I believe that if you have read the difficulties, the trials I have been through, you know that I have been through a lot, more than many others.
但是我都不烦恼。
But I've never worried.
我知道上帝最后会给我开出一条活路来。
Because I know God will make a way for me.
所以那哥林多后书第四章第七节这样子讲。
So that's why in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7 it says,
他说我们有这个宝贝在我们这个瓦器里面。
It says, we have the treasure in the jars of clay.
要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于人。
to show that this all surpassing power is from God, not from us.
这个宝贝是上帝的圣灵的能力，瓦器就是我们这个人。
And here the treasure is the power of God's Holy Spirit, and the jar is us.
我觉得让我最快乐的一件事情。
You know what makes me most happy?
我知道我这一生的路大该怎么走。
Is that I know how to walk, walk the walk in my life.
所以那个2月24号那天，我不是唱一首歌吗？神的路最美好，是不是？你们还记得吗？
So do you remember that on the 24th I sang a song? It's called the
神的路最美好 OK OK
God's way is the best way
OK 好他说说你们要这样为以色列人祝福
So here it says that you need to bless the Israelites in such a way
在旧约时代只有利未支派可以做祭司。
So we know that in the Old Testament, in the time of Old Testament, only the Levites can be priests.
所以他为百姓祝福，这是他的职责。
And it is their responsibility, their duty to bless the Israelites.
这个祝福有好多个方面。
And this action of blessing include many aspects.
属天的祝福。
It has heavenly blessing.
所以以弗所书第一章第三节这样子说。
So here in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 it says.
他说，上帝要把天上各样属灵的福气赐给我们弟兄姐妹。
It says God will bless us in the heavenly realm with every spiritual blessings in Christ.
这是不得了的。
How wonderful is that?
他给你信心。
It gives us confidence.
给你爱。
It gives us love.
给你用不完的恩典。
It gives us abundant blessings.
给你一切属灵的丰富。
It gives us everything, all the fullness.
然后这个也有地上的祝福。
And he also gives us earthly blessings.
让你过用有余。
And so that it will be enough for us to live this life.
这是身心灵的丰富。
This richness is both. For our body, our soul, and our spirit.
所以这个祝福是从丰富开始，然后再丰富结束。所以意思就是说，你这一辈子在神的里面，你是丰富的。
So you can see, on both sides is both fullness, and richness, and it has so much that you will never be able to spend all of it.
所以我们的口啊，我们的口啊，只能够祝福人。
Therefore. Because we have such fullness of blessing, our mouth should only say things that's blessing to others.
圣经告诉我们，我们不可以去咒诅人，连我们的对我们不好的人、伤害我们的人，我们都不可以去咒诅人。
The Bible has taught us that we should not curse people, even the people who are against us.
很多夫妻吵架。
A lot of times, couples will fight.
那就来找牧师啊。
And then they would come to me.
我听来听去。
And as I'm listening to them.
他们最常讲的一句话是什么？
That the most common thing often said by them is.
你去死了，这样。
You go to hell or you go die.
我说姐妹啊，你不可以去咒诅你的丈夫啊。
So I would tell the wife, I said, sister, you should not be cursing your husband.
她丈夫对她说。
And then her husband would say to her,
你越叫我死，我就越长寿。
The more you tell me you curse me to death, I will live longer.
两个都不对。
So we know that both of them are
not right. 我们只能够去祝福人。
We should only bless people, not curse them.
所以我常常提醒我自己。
So I often remind myself.
我是牧师。
I'm a pastor.
我只能够祝福人。
I should only bless people.
甚至于连抱怨的话都不要从我的口里面出来。
To the extent that I should not even complain.
那我们讲的话是叫听见的人得益处，得造就。
So whatever we say should be encouraging and uplifting to the listeners.
他说啊，这个人听到你对他讲祝福的话以后。
It says that when the person hears your blessing, your encouraging words.
好像什么呢？
What does it feel like?
箴言十六章二十四节这样子讲。
In Proverbs 16 verse 24 it says.
他说，良言如同蜂皇下地的蜜，就是像蜂蜜这样。
Gracious words are a honeycomb.
使心觉得好甘甜。
Sweet to the soul.
骨得到医治。
Healing to the bones.
我的经验里面。
So in my experience.
常常有人找牧师来谈话。
A lot of times people will come to me and talk with me.
我发现一件很奇妙的事情。
And I found one thing really magical.
他本来是很忧伤的。
First when he comes to me, he will be a lot of times depressed.
他本来有忧郁症。
And he will have all kinds of anxiety or worries.
有的人甚至想要自杀。
Some of them even feeling like they want to do suicide.
曾经 有一个人他去找心理医生。
I remember one time there was someone who actually went to see a psychologist.
一个小时$100。
And the psychologist charged $100 for 1 hour session.
后来他谈了三次，觉得他没有比较好。
So after three times, and he paid $300, he didn't feel improvement.
有人就介绍啊，你去找林牧师。
So somebody told him to come to me, Pastor Lin.
他就问那个人说，他是心理医生吗？
So he said his response was, "Is he a psychologist?"
那个姐妹回答，他不是心理医生，可是他是灵魂的医生。
So the person was referring him to me said, "No, he's not a psychologist, but he's a doctor in the spiritual realm."
他收不收会？他问说：“我收不收会？”
And then the person asked, "How much does he charge?"
他不收会。
And the sister, the person referring said, "No, it's free."
我就跟师母这样，每个礼拜去一次。
So, I at the time I would go with my wife and go visit this person.
然后用一段圣经来跟他交谈。
And I would talk with him about one of the scriptures.
他本来因为他的先生发生车祸死的，所以他不敢开车，白天晚上都不敢开车。
So at that time, this person, the person who's depressed, she would not drive because her husband died in a car accident.
后来他从这种捆绑里面出来。
And after we've talked with her for a while, she was released from this kind of
他也受洗，也成为基督徒了。
From this kind of bondage, and she was willing to get baptized and become a believer.
所以我们是要用神的话去祝福人的。
So we need to use God's words to go out and bless people.
那这里二十四节到二十七节说，我们怎样为弟兄姐妹来祝福
？And here, going back to the original verse in verse 24 and 27,
愿耶和华赐福你。
It tells us how to bless people.
这是神主动，神主动祝福我们，我们是被动被神祝福。
It says the Lord bless you, and you can tell the action is initiated from God. God bless you.
我们有求的，神给我们。
And we're the one who receiving it, and when we have needs, He will give to us.
没有求的，他也给我们。
And even those that we did not ask, He will give us.
我们的神是什么？要五毛给一块的。
He's the one who initiates it. He will give you $1 even though you only need 50 cents.
你们小时候有没有唱过这个？三轮车跑得快啊，上面这个老太太啊，有没有这首歌哈？要五毛给一块，其实要给两块。感谢这主哈。
So there is an old song that sings similar things. It's like when you ask for $1, and it will give you $2.
我本来哈没有想到，非常谢谢 Penny 给我租的那么好的一个房子，哎，这是超过所求所想啊。
In my own experience, I'm so thankful that Sister Penny has found this house for my family. It's so good. It's beyond my expectations.
本来我是要 used car 的。
And before I was looking for a used car.
我老是说我要买二手车。
And I've always been talking about I want to buy a second hand.
我女儿对我说。
And my daughter told me.
爸爸，你只能买二手车。
Dad, you can only buy used cars.
我就跟师母说。
So I told my wife.
女儿买新车，那我们做爸爸买旧车。
So my daughter has a new car, but we as parents, we need to have we're gonna have a used car.
我这一生都没有买过新车。
In my whole life, I've never bought a new car.
这个年纪该买个新车吧。
So at this age, maybe I should get a new car.
所以王尚义礼拜六就带我开了三个多小时，去签了一部新车回来。
So on Saturday, Brother Wang helped me, and we shopped three different places, and we finally got a new car.
啊，这个钱谁付呢？
So who's gonna pay for this new car?
我的爸爸付。
So my father pays.
你知道我爸爸是谁吗？
So who's my father?
Who can answer me? Who is my father? 我的上帝啊，我的上帝就是你爸爸啊。
It's our heavenly father.
所以下次如果我请你吃东西，你不要谢谢我，因为我请你吃东西的时候，上帝付账，他就会在口袋里面给我塞一些钱，让我有钱可以请你吃东西。感谢主，大家阿门吗？对。
Amen.
我本来不要看电视的。我一直跟 Penny 说，我只要这个internet 就好。结果我又买了一个电视机。
So you know that all of the blessing that I can able to give out, it's not because of me, but because of our heavenly Father. Just like the new TV that I bought, I wasn't planning to buy it, but God has supplied.
因为那个网络啊，透过 cable.
Because originally, I just want the internet, but internet is bundled with the cable service.
So, the 苏新民弟兄就带我赶快去买一台那个电视机。
Therefore, since the cable is already included, Brother Su just went and took me to buy another new TV.
啊，本来要36寸变成42寸。
And then originally, I was looking for 36 inches. Now it becomes 42 inches.
所以告诉弟兄呢，不要怕哈，只要信哈。神是丰富的。
So here I'm just telling you that don't worry too much. God supplies.
你看
，He supplies abundantly.
你看哈拿去圣殿去祷告啊。
And so we remember that Hannah, she went to the temple and prayed.
因为她不能生啊。
Because she was not able to bear children.
结果她求到了撒母耳。
But after she prayed, God gave her Samuel.
后面又给她。三个男孩，两个女孩。
But even more than she requested, she had three more sons and two more daughters.
所以你们这里有三个小孩的不算多啊。
So here, for those family who have like three children, it's not too many.
我来到美国，一直在问上帝说，什么地方是我的牛奶一蜜之地
？So after I came to the U.S., I've always asked.I've been asking God, where is my land of Canaan?
神啊，你带领我。
God, please lead me.
结果带我到这个地方来。
And then He led me here.
我只知道这个地方地下两公尺就有水。
I just know that in Tallahassee, beneath the surface, 2 feet, there will be underground water.
所以感谢主。
So indeed, it's abundant. So
愿耶和华保护你。
So the Lord keep you.
以色列民族一直是处在一个很危险、动荡不安里面。
So we know that the Israelites has been at that time always not safe.
神总是保护他们。
But yet God has always kept them.
虽然他们经过好几次的危险，整个民族、整个国家就要亡了。
They have been through. The Israelites have been through a lot of big.Disasters and trials and tribulations, and they were almost destroyed.
在耶稣雅记24:17这样说。
In Joshua 24:17 it says,
因耶和华我们的神曾将我们和我们列祖从埃及地为奴之家领出来，在我们眼前行的那些大神迹，在我们所行的道上所经过的诸国，最重要一句话，都保护了我们。
It says, it was the Lord our God himself who brought us and our parents up out of Egypt from the land of slavery and performed those great signs before our eyes. And most importantly, he protected us on our entire journey and among all the nations through which we traveled.
你看以色列人亡国2534年。
So we know the nation of the Israelites was destroyed 2,534 years.
但是上帝说，你们走到天涯海角，我都要把你们领回到这个应许之地。
But then God, that a long time ago, has already promised that even though you will be, the Israelites will be scattered all around the world, but I will gather you back here and rebuild you.
诗篇一百二十一篇呢，一共有八节。
So in Psalms 121, there are 8 verses.
可是有六次说，耶和华神要保护你。
But it was mentioned 6 times that the Lord watch over you.
保护你的生命，免受一切灾害。
Watch over your lives, protect you from all the harms.
你入，耶和华要保护你，直到永远。
So God will protect, watch over us.Forever and forever.
任何危险，如果没有神允许，不会临到你。
There is no danger will come upon you without God's permission.
你看我三岁从楼上掉下来。
When I was 3 years old, I fell from upstairs.
我妈妈以为我死了。
My mom thought that I was dead.
我十岁去游泳，潜到海里面。
When I was 10 years old, I went to swim in the ocean and I drowned.
我以为我死了，没死，被救出来。
And I thought I was dead, but I was not. I was rescued.
我去登山的时候，从山上掉下来，以为我会浑身碎骨。
And then one time I was hiking, climbing a mountain, and then I fell, and I thought my body will be shattered, but I did not. But today I still stand.
若没有上帝的许可
if it is without God's permission,
不会临到我们。
No danger will come upon us.
诗篇二十七篇第一节这样子讲。
In Psalm 27, it says,
耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救，我还怕谁呢？耶和华是我性命的保障，我还惧怕谁呢？
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? We thank the Lord.
第三个祝福说：“愿耶和华使他的脸光照你。”
And the third one it says, "The Lord, face may His face shine on you."
就是要他的慈爱对待你。
This means that His mercy, His grace be upon you.
因为圣经说神就是光，神就是光。
Because the Bible told us that God is light.
这个神呢、啊、的光照你是什么意思啊？
What does it mean that His light shine upon you?
就是他喜欢你。
It means that He's pleased with you.
他非常的疼爱你。
He loves you.
虽然我们有时候不乖。
Even though sometimes we're rebellious, we're disobedient.
可是呢，他还是爱你。
Even that, He still loves us.
他把你当着好朋友。
And treat you like a good friend.
我从上帝所听到的，我都告诉你们。
Jesus has told us that He will tell Whatever he hears from the Lord, he will tell us.
你们做父母的虽然不好。
Even though sometimes we as a parent are not perfect.
他说你们都会把好东西给你们的儿女。
But we will give the best to our children.
你买车子给你的儿女。
You will buy cars for your children.
都比你自己开的好，对不对？
And those cars a lot of times are better than the ones that you drive.
岂不是把更好的东西给我们吗？
So think about God as our parent. Wouldn't He give us the best He can?
所以在雅各书一章十七节这样子说哈。
So in James chapter 1 verse 17 it says,
各样美善的恩赐和各样完备的赏赐都是从众光之父就从神那里白白的赏赐给我们。
So every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights.
有时候我们会贫穷。
Sometimes we may go through poverty.
我所说的贫穷是有的人、啊、信心很贫穷，心灵很贫穷。
Well, the poverty I'm talking about is not material, financial, but spiritually.
是因为我们对神的信心实在是太不够，小信，或者我们甚至是不信。
It's those who doesn't believe in God or with little faith. And we all experience that.
第四个祝福是愿耶和华赐恩给你。
And the fourth one is, may the Lord be gracious to you.
这个恩典就是说我们不配得的，我们人也不可能有，我们人再怎么努力也不可能得到了。
Grace is something that we don't deserve. It's something we can't get through our work.
可是上帝他白白给你了。
But God has given us His grace freely.
他听我们的祷告。
He will listen to our prayers.
他医治我们一切的疾病。
He heals us.
在罗马书八章三十说，神既不爱惜他的独生儿子，岂不把万物和他白白的赐给我们吗？
In Romans 8:32 it says, He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things?
所以你看夏甲他逃到旷野的时候，
So that's why when Hagar, when she escaped to the wilderness,
他带着他的儿子
She was with her son.
她觉得她快要死掉了。
She felt like she was about to die.
但是神向她显现。
But God appeared to her.
所以夏甲怎么说呢？
So what did Hagar say?
她说耶和华是看顾人的神。
She said, the Lord is the one who watches over us.
所以感谢主。
So we thank God.
第五个字母说，愿耶和华向你扬脸。
The fifth one it says, the Lord turn His face towards you.
这扬脸意思是说，愿耶和华看顾你的这个意思。
What does it mean by saying turn His face toward you? It means that He has mercy on you.
这英文是说 the Lord turn His face toward you, 就神的脸向着你。
In English, it literally says the Lord turn His face towards you.
各位弟兄姐妹，如果你的父母或者你的丈夫妻子看到你的话，他脸这样子，那是表示你们关系很不好，很紧张，对不对？是不是这样？
So you could tell in our daily life that if somebody in your family would not even look at you, would turn their face away, it means that there is a conflict, there is a tension. It means the relationship is not in good standing.
如果神看到你，他的脸转过去不看你的话，哇，那是很可怕的事情。
Now, if God turned His face away and not even looking at you, that means something's not right.
可是他的脸向着你。
But here it says that may the Lord turn His face towards you.
因为他爱你。
Because He loves you.
因为他喜欢你。
Because He's pleased with you.
他要祝福你。
And He wants to bless you.
所以，主耶稣从死里复活的时候。
So when the Lord, when Jesus rose from the dead,
他三次对他的门徒说,
he said three times to his disciples,
愿你们平安。
Peace be with you.
讲一次就够了，为什么要讲三次?
So why did he say that for three times?
因为他知道我们在这个世上，耶稣说你们在世上有苦难，但你们放心，你们在我的里面有平安。
Because Jesus knows that there will be trials and tribulations in this world. We will need that kind of peace.
我常常探望。
I often go out and visit people.
但是我跟师母常常看到在我跟我探望的人在我面前流泪哭泣。
And oftentimes me and my wife would see people cry in front of us when we visit them.
因为他们有压力，有痛苦。有没有办法解决的事情
？Because there are so much burden in their heart, there are so much stress of life, things that they don't know how to handle.
我跟他说，当将你的事交托耶和华。
And I would,
okay.
And I would tell them that, give your burden to the Lord.
有一次，耶稣在海上，在海上，耶稣在那个。
There was one time, Jesus was, out in the ocean.
船遇到了轰浪。
And his boat encountered a bad storm.
那门徒就喊叫。
And the disciples started screaming.
但耶稣对他们说。
But Jesus told them.
你们放心，是我，不要害怕。
Jesus said, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid."
我们人生有很多的轰浪。
There are many tribulations.
你也不知道明天会发生什么事情。
We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
但是我们知道主掌握我们的明天。
But we know that God knows our tomorrow.
第六个字母说愿耶和华赐你平安。
So the sixth one, it says, may the Lord give you peace.
就是这个意思是说和平，没有战争，并且一切的丰富。
This means that that you will have no, there will be no war. There will be a safe and secure environment for us to live in.
一切土产的丰富，就是说你的工作很好很安定，你的收入够你生活的。
And it basically said that you will be provided abundantly. Your land will produce. Your job will you will have.Income from your job.
那这个平安也是说你长寿、健康与喜乐。
Also, this peace includes that you will live a healthy, long life, with joy.
2005年，我到那个纽约一个华人教会去讲道。
So in 2005, I went to New York, and preached in one of the Chinese churches.
他们有一个长青团契，请我去讲道。
And they, it was a senior group that invited me.
然后他们的会长是92岁。
And the director of that senior group, the leader was 92 years old.
领会85岁。
And the other leader is 85.
然后弹钢琴的呢是89岁。
And the pianist is 89.
那个时候，我好像。在他们面前好像是小孩子。
So in front of them, I feel like a little a child.
我发现教会那个长寿的人越来越多了哈。
And I've noticed that in churches there are more and more senior people with long lives.
我告诉你们，我在来这里之前
，I tell you that before I came here,
没有人叫我爷爷。
Nobody called me grandpa.
可是我最近探访，他们都叫他们小孩叫爷爷。
So lately, but lately, when I go visit families, and they would tell their little children to call me grandpa.
尤其是师母被叫奶奶。
And then my wife will be addressed as grandma.
我说我们两个人必须接受。
I told her that well, we'll have to take it. We'll have to accept.
感谢主啊。
We praise the Lord.
爷爷就爷爷又怎么样，对不对？
So how, what does it matter if I become a grandpa?
所以这个是愿你们平安是这个意思哈。
So that's what it means to say peace be with you.
这也给我们一个平安的环境。
And to give us a safe environment.
所以当主耶稣把平安赐给我们的时候
，And when God give us peace.
我们就去传和平的福音，使人平安的福音。
We need to go out and give this peace, deliver this gospel to others as well.
所以圣经为什么说传福音报喜信的人，他的脚重是何等佳美
？That's why the Bible says that the ones who preaches his message of peace will be blessed.
最后我们来讲到说奉耶和华的名为以色列人祝福。
So at the very end, we're going to talk about how to bless people in Jesus' name.
这个祭司的职务就是奉神的名为人祝福。
Now, in the old times, one of the priest's duty is to bless people.
当我们去传福音的时候。
And when we go out to share the gospels.
带领人信主
and we lead people to Christ.
这个人就脱离了罪的咒诅
and this person will be released from the bondage of sin.
他就得到上帝的祝福
and he will receive the blessing from God.
当我们去访问这个家庭的时候
and when we go out to visit families,
耶稣在马太福音第十章他这样子讲
and Jesus said in Matthew,
你到这个家庭
when you go to this family,
你要为他求平安
You need to pray peace for them.
就是那个原来的意思是你要为他祝福。
This in the original meaning, it means that you need to bless them.
其实祭司有一个工作。
So the job of the priest.
把天上上帝的恩典各样的丰富， 各样的恩典祝福带给人。
Is to bring all kinds of blessings, the fullness and riches from heaven to his people.
把人的需要、人的痛苦、人的缺乏、人的困难带给上帝。
And is to give the burdens of the people, lift them up to the Lord.
所以我们每一个基督徒，我们信了耶稣，对，我们是祭司，你知道吗？
So,
你知道你是 priest， 你是祭司。
So after Christ has come, we all believers have become priests.
所以我们一个手是拉着上帝，一个手是拉着人。
And we have the same duty. We one hand is holding the hand of God, the other one is
holding
people, and to bring peace between God and His people.
最后他说，神也要赐福给以色列人。
And at the very end, it says that God will bless the Israelites.
在罗马书第二章二十八、二十九节这么这样说。
In Romans chapter 8:28。
28 and 29, okay.
And
29. 他说，肉体受割礼的不是以色列人，就心灵受割礼的才是真以色列人。Okay.
Oh, the ones who were circumcised, just fleshly, is not true, God's chosen people. It's the one who circumcised spiritually.
所以从属灵来说，我们就是属灵的以色列人。
So, in the spiritual realm, we all are his chosen people, Israelites.
所以这里说为以色列人祝福，其实就是为基督徒祝福。
And so, in the verse in Numbers, when it says to bless the Israelites, it means to bless us as well, all God's children.
所以各位弟兄姐妹，不但是牧师为人祝福，你也可以为人祝福啊，因为你就是祭司。
So now we know that not only the pastors can bless people, you as a priest in Christ, you can bless people too.
我们一起来读这个生命记第十章第八节，好吧？
Let's read this verse, which is Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 8.
好来，那时耶和华将利未支派分别出来。抬耶和华的约柜，又侍立在耶和华面前侍奉他，奉他的名祝福，直到今日。你知道约柜是神跟人见面的地方。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse chapter 10 verse 8 it says, at that time the Lord set apart the tribe of Levi, to carry the ark of the covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord, to minister and pronounce blessing in his name as they still do today. And you know that the ark is the place where God will meet his people.
很多人都问，哎，那个约柜在哪里？有没有？还有一部电影叫什么东西？华贵骑兵，对不对？不要相信那个，那个是商业电影啊。约柜在哪里？我问你，约柜在哪里？
So do you know where the ark is?
你今天跟神相见，约柜就在你心里 ，OK？
Where the ark is today is within our hearts because that's where God will meet us.
我们天天抬着约柜。
And in fact, every day we are carrying the ark.
我们先跟上帝见面。
We will see God's face.
然后我们带领人也跟上帝相见。
And then we will bring people to God and to meet Him.
这是多么美的祝福。
And what a beautiful blessing that is.
愿神祝福他自己的话。
May Lord bless his own words.
也祝福弟兄姐妹。
And bless you as well.